Joining us now is Braden Trado, senior for the Pella High boys basketball team, following Pella's 86-52 victory over Indianola on Tuesday night. The Dutch are now in second place in the Little Hawkeye Conference at 9-2, 15-5 overall, and have won 11 of their last 12 games. Braden, thanks for coming up and joining us. How fun was that, man?
Yeah, I'm so happy for my fellow seniors that got to get in, you know, that support us on the bench all year, and they're great teammates to have in the locker room, on the floor, and I'm just so excited that they got to get in and we got to provide the opportunity for them. So I'm so happy for them.
Not only did they get in, all five of those dudes scored at the end of the game, and you guys were going crazy about it. What was that experience and energy like down there?
Yeah, it's my favorite thing. They watch us all game. They cheer us on every single bucket, and I'm just so grateful that we get the same opportunity to support them, because they're awesome guys and they support us every step of the way. So we need to make sure that we double that energy that they give us, you know.
This was a team that took a Austin Schulte kind of prayer from like 28 feet to beat at their place in overtime the first time around, and you beat them by 34 tonight. How much has this team improved in the last few weeks?
Yeah, we've taken multiple steps up. We know that we need to be playing our best basketball about this time, and I think we're there. We still have a lot to go. We still have a lot more games to win, but we're getting there defensively. That's where it's all starting, and we're just on a roll right now. We're in a groove, and I'm super happy with where we're at and the progress that we've made, like you said.
Yeah, I have seen it seems like a re-energized effort on the defensive end, and I got a little chance last night at Wells Fargo down close under the basket to watch. Your communication is so good defensively. What has keyed this defensive side of the ball for you guys?
Yeah, like you said, communication is the big part of it. We're getting used to each other now. Lots of different guys, lots of different rotations, and like you said, we're all talking, and that's the key to great defense, is having good communication. We're learning how to rotate better now. We're getting stops. Our defensive rebounding's gotten a lot better, which is helping, because they're only getting one shot now. And like you said, we're moving faster, we're moving quicker, and that's thanks to Coach Van Wyk harp on us all practice. You wouldn't believe it. And they're getting us to where we need to be. So.
And the offense was clicking pretty well tonight. It has been for quite some time. But you made 16 three-pointers as a team tonight. But it felt like, as it has the last few weeks, it's in rhythm, right? It's nothing's forced. It feels like it's part of the offense. Talk through, what have you guys been working on to get that to kind of click so well?
Yeah, like you said, we're getting open three-pointers, and that's what we're hunting. Open threes, layups, and free throws. And so, honestly, just making good decisions. We've been working on making the right decision, playing off two, and those two things have definitely helped us. Our turnovers are going down a lot, and that's helping us get open three-pointers, and we're all shooting good right now. That helps a lot, too.
We're talking with Braden Trado. Yes, shooting very well tonight. How about the game Griffin Simpson gave you guys tonight? He scored 19 points, 16 in the first half, including that magical moment at the end of the first half. Again, bench guys stepping up and being a big part of what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm so happy for Griffin. He's been playing awesome all year, and even when things haven't gone his way at moments, you know, everyone has ups and downs, and he's stuck through it all, and I'm so proud of the commitment that he's had to our team and how he's just shown up every single day and ready to have his moment like he did tonight, and I'm so happy that he got a play awesome. He was playing out of his mind, and so I'm and he can do that like that. He's so capable of that, and I'm so happy that he got to show that.
Final score 86-52. Again, Braden Trado is our guest. He's got the bandage over those stitches on the left eye. You took the hard shot against PC. You took another one, not in the head tonight, but you know, you're getting banged and beat up down there. How you feeling?
I'm in the wrong spots at the wrong time, man. No, I just got the wind knocked out of me. I was all good. Yeah, I don't know what else I can do.
Well, you're giving it everything you have, and looks like you're having just a blast down
there. Yeah, I'm so happy. This is my senior year, and this is the team that I get to experience it with, and I'm the guys that I get to play with, and I'm having a blast for sure.
Well, three-year contributor to this program. Your sophomore year, you know, came within a whisker. Last year you guys got to the state tournament, so you know what it's like. Do you feel like this team has what it takes to make it all the way?
For sure. We're all mature now. We've all played for a while, and we have the skill, and we just have the guys that know what to do in the right situations, and we're, like I said, we're grown up now, you know. We're from that young team, we're where we need to be, and this is our chance. Like, I totally believe we can win a state championship with the guys on our team. So,
all right, first is Friday against Dallas Center Grimes. You've won 11 of your last 12 games, and that's the only team to beat you in a battle here at Pella. You go to Grimes on Friday night. What are you guys hoping for, and what are the thoughts against a very good DCG team?
Yeah, they're awesome, like you said. I give them credit. They're coached amazingly. They have awesome players. They play together. But I know if we keep doing what we do every single game, like we have been out of the 11 out of the last 12, that we can get them at their place. It's going to be a battle, and it probably won't be a 20-point game, 20-point win, but it's going to be a close one. And if we play to our game and we play to our strength, we can win the game for sure.
Well, we got to thank you, seniors, from the crowd. I'm going to say it on behalf of all of the fans at Pella. Braden, thanks for you and your class and your team. It's just been a joy to watch. It's so much fun to be a part of. Thanks for all the hard work that you guys do, and let's keep it rolling, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Braden Trado of the Pella High Boys basketball team. 86-52, the Dutch beat Indianola on Tuesday night, and this is our coverage of Pella High basketball on KNIA KRLS.